Good morning, yes, well, good afternoon, actually. It's 12:22 and I can't speak. We're at Brent Civic Centre in Wembley and I'm at the Transport for All table at the moment with a lady called Rihanna, as I understand it. Tell me about what you do and why you do what you do.
Hi there, I'm Leanna. I work for Transport for All and we're an organisation of disabled and older transport users, and we work for a transport system that everybody is able to use with freedom and independence, because until all of us can use it, it's not really public transport.
That is a very good mission statement and a very passionate speech, and I agree wholeheartedly. We were talking earlier about talking buses and trains, and that we think, well, you and I both think, that they should all talk. Would that be correct?
Yeah, if there were talking buses everywhere in the UK, that would open up to so many more people to be able to travel confidently. At the moment, in London, since about 1995, I think, every bus, as well as having a wheelchair ramp and a wheelchair bay, has audio-visual information, so visually impaired and hard of hearing people know where they are and what the next stop is. They don't always work, unfortunately, though. So if you get on a bus and that audio-visual iBus thing isn't working, please ring us up so we can make a complaint. Our number is 0207 737 2339, and it helps to know the time and the place that you are at.
And your website as well will be good.
Our website is www.transportforall.org.uk, and there you can find lots of information about getting out and about, staying active, whether it's door-to-door transport like taxi card, dial-a-ride, community transport, or travel training, cycling, trains, buses.
Oh, I do love cycling. It's brilliant.
Excellent.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.